And we're back in the saddle again, live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, guy.
Yeah.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been, almost 2 weeks, right? Yeah, like, we met on a Tuesday, and now it's a Friday after that.
Yep.
Yeah.
My schedule's back to being live.
Live? Oh, good. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to start the weekend. At least for me.
And football.
And football, that was, you know, we've got a lot of football going on all of a sudden in the last, you know, 2 weeks. It's football season officially.
Right.
Amongst the things that have kicked off, there's lots of preseason games. There's been some trades. There's been some injuries. But however, it is fantasy football season today.
Correct.
This is one of my favorite shows all year when we really run that tight high wire act of doing live radio while drafting live fantasy football.
We are.
For anyone not familiar with fantasy football is set up. Everything a player does on the field is worth a certain amount of points for your team. You draft a quarterback, a couple running backs, a couple wide receivers, a tight end, a defense, and they all acquire points in different ways: yards, catches, touchdowns. They lose points for things like interceptions and fumbles. So every last couple of years, Mr. DJC and I have had a fantasy football team, and we draft eighth this year.
We're drafting right now, actually.
And who's available at number eight?
Jamar Chase, Amon St. Brown, Garrett Wilson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Puka Nacua, Derrick Henry, Saquon. Saquon?
Yeesh. You want to? I don't like Saquon Barkley. I think we can get him in the next round.
You got 30 seconds to figure it out.
Let's go Amon St. Brown. He is the best wide receiver on a team that's going to throw the ball quite a bit. They've lost the Lions. Amon St. Brown is the Lions' number one wide receiver. They've lost a player or two. Yes, I like, as much as I don't want to watch an NFC North player that isn't Justin Jefferson or somebody on the Packers, yeah, Amon St. Brown works for me. I was hoping to get a running back in that spot better than Saquon Barkley, but hey, what are you going to do?
So we got, this is going to go quick. There's only 1 minute.
Nice. Oh, good.
So we'll fly.
We might actually get through a couple rounds on the air. That's fantastic. With the second round, normally in a fantasy football thing, you're looking to running backs. Running backs, the best running backs score a lot of points most consistently. So unless you can get a Travis Kelce, I suppose he was drafted before eight.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's way down there this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I still think he's going to have a – let's put a pin in that for maybe the third round. But
we're going to know two picks until our turn. So we're doing this live for the first time.
Sure.
So.
Yep. It's mostly us. You're going to hear a lot of fantasy football draft followed by sneaking in things about the Brewers, Little League baseball, men's U.S. soccer.
Hey, it's our turn.
Who do you got?
Jahmyr Gibbs. Derrick Henry.
I like
Kyron Williams. Travis Etienne, way down there.
Let's go. You want to go Derrick Henry for one last year? You think he's got one in him? Because I was going to say Jahmyr Gibbs, but that gives us two Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I
like Derrick Henry. I think it's going to be.
Yeah, I think so too. They run the ball a lot. He's not an injured running back, and he's going to get a lot of touchdowns. So yeah, Derrick Henry a couple of years ago was the best running back, best player in fantasy football. I'd still take him. So now it's a snake draft, which means there's 10 teams. We drafted eighth. We drafted 12th. We'll draft again in another round or so, which lets us fit in. We can talk Milwaukee Brewers for just a little bit.
Yep, we got a little bit of time here.
They just finished a series against the Dodgers. I believe they split that series. They are sitting at 69-52 on the year, a game or two behind the Dodgers. But they looked really competitive. They lost the first couple games, but then they won the next couple games. Nice. They looked like a team that, you know, when you watch it happen, like, oh, they could beat some teams in the playoffs, which kind of made me feel good if some of these guys can get back to pre-injury form,
sure,
or they can get back to, they were hitting, you know, guys at the top of the lineup were hitting around 300. They're now leveling off as baseball seasons do. But they looked, you know, Jackson Churio once again is just on a trajectory. Like, I get so excited. He signed a 10-year contract. He's 20 years old. He's hitting 275. He's got 15 home runs. He's super fast, and he's only going to get better. But watching him in real time, like, get better and better and watching it win games has been – because they were on TV. That I should have led the show with the Brewers were on TV. That is the – I looked it up. That's the third time in 4 years that the Milwaukee Brewers have been on TV other than in the playoffs. So, yeah. Well, you know, their games get blacked out because Bally Sports is a joke, and that's the only way to watch the Brewers. So I listen to them on the radio, but you don't really – you don't see how fast a guy hits. Sure. You don't watch him, you know. You don't see the swing. You only hear it on the radio. Willy Adames, once again, he's looking like a top five shortstop in the majors, which also means that he's not long for the Brewers roster. I'm sure they're not going to re-sign him. He's going to take way more money than the Brewers ever afford. But that was really good to see. They've got most of their pitchers are coming back off the disabled list, which has been necessary for a team that doesn't have that workhorse or two pitcher, starting pitcher. Sure. You need 6-7 guys in the bullpen that can pitch an inning or two. And those guys, Brian Hudson, Devin Williams, are coming back off the disabled list. Those feel like that's how you're going to win the division for sure. But that's how you win a playoff game or two or three is winning the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. So the Brewers are really, really set to do that. Okay. Tobias Myers pitched really well.
Three picks.
Oh, well, let's get right back into it. Who we got?
Wide receivers. We got, looks like Brandon Ayuk, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, Nico Collins. And then we got starting the quarterbacks, Josh Allen.
I mean, I'd like to – do you want to get that quarterback? You want to get – how about we get Brandon Ayuk? Because I do like wherever he ends up, he's going to be the number one wide receiver.
Okay.
And then I want to get Josh Allen on my team.
Okay. Give me a second here and see.
Do you have a better?
No.
No, you don't have a better.
I'm honestly right now at this point, I'm just having fun with this.
Yeah.
My other two leagues that I've got serious money in. I don't know if I could say that over the air, but I do. Brandon Ayuk. Draft him quick. Okay. I will spend the week.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
You know.
The book. Do you still buy the book? There's a
I don't. I just go through, you know, there's so many resources online now.
It's true.
You know, so, I mean, you take a who, I look at, like, you know, so-called experts, you know, that are in fantasy football. You know, they're winning. After so many years now, you know who's kind of good and kind of, you know.
Yep.
So I take that and I see what they have and I go, okay, I ain't doing that, but I'll do this. So I got back into it last year, and I came in second place in a 10-team league.
Second, that one hurts, but although your team, how was it a good team, or did you luck into a second place?
No, I was...
Yeah, no, fantasy football...
I lost by 0.05 points.
Oh, that's no... There was there that's tough, especially in a league where you know the people that you're winning or losing to. Yeah, nope, you're going to run into that person. They're going to let you know. Yeah, fantasy football is really great when you start playing it for... I've been playing fantasy football since I was, well, since last century.
Yeah.
Before you could get, you could just have Yahoo online. Yeah, right. 1999 was the first time I ever played as a senior in high school. So that's how.
I kind of, no, well, your quarterback's not there.
I knew it. I knew I should have said Josh Allen early, but.
Lamar. Then we had Lamar last year, didn't we?
We did. He did pretty well, and then he didn't. Who else you got for quarterbacks?
Patrick.
Yes. You get Patrick Mahomes.
Because otherwise, your wide receivers are DJ Moore, Cooper Kupp, Michael Pittman, DJ Metcalf.
I mean, if we can actually draft Patrick Mahomes, you got that's a guaranteed. He's the best quarterback.
Yeah, because we're not going to get him. We're going to,
No, well, you just, Patrick, it's one of those, like,
done.
Good, great. Because in much the same way that you can predict the Chiefs to make the AFC Championship game, you can predict also that Patrick Mahomes will have one of the best seasons a quarterback will have all year long.
Usually,
yes. That is why we play the game, unfortunately, yes.
Prior to last year, I kind of took a break. I was burned out because I was doing a Dynasty League. If you don't...
Oh, yeah, Dynasty Fantasy Football is amazing.
So Dynasty is you keep your team... year after season, and you actually have a cap you know, a bunch. One I was involved, which I was in for like 3 or 4 years. You have a cap, so your buy-in price. We won't say the buy-in price because it was ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah.
So you use that cap, and you got to pay all your players.
Yep.
But you can trade. You can, you know. So that's where, like,
which is as close to a dynasty mode on Madden as
you
can.
So it's like it, yeah. But there it's the rookies.
Yeah.
The rookies. I mean, I had Stephon Diggs his rookie year.
Oh, that was, yeah, he had a huge.
Yeah. But
that's where a guy like a Nico Collins, like we were just talking about, you get a young, you get yourself a young player. Yeah, you hold on to him for 3, 4, 5 years. Yep. You start to see the curve and when you want to trade that guy or shoot, I should have cut him when I had the chance because so and so is on the.
That was 12 teams.
Oh, wow.
12 players. So that was immersed because, like I said, it was a big buy.
You will try to find every advantage for every point or two.
Yeah, I got burned out of that. Plus doing, I think at that one point, I was doing that Dynasty plus 4 other team leagues.
Yeah, it turns out people in your house don't want to watch you on Thursdays, Sundays, Mondays.
Some Saturdays.
Some Saturdays. Most Tuesdays, because that's waiver day. You know, like, don't want to watch you flipping through your phone and watching TV at the same time talking about fantasy football, but man, I really could. I could play it and do that pretty much all year.
No, I'm doing, I think, aside from this one, I think I'm doing 2 more leagues this year just to kind of
put a cap on it?
Yeah, just a little bit. So,
is there anything else happening in the world of football while we're
J.J. McCarthy went out with a meniscus. Well, at this point, had to rebuild it.
Rookie first round pick, number 10 overall, J.J. McCarthy out of the University of Michigan.
Yep, and he is out for the season with that repair.
That is...
Which is all right. A lot of... Obviously, on social media, I follow a lot of the fan pages. And
sure you do. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's like, oh my gosh, we're going to die. Oh, we're just... It's terrible. I go, he was going to sit most of the year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
a lack of moderation on the internet comments, huh? What a stunner, you know? Anytime your rookie is injured and out for the year, it's not good.
Right.
But as a quarterback, you were really hoping that he wasn't going to see the field much anyway.
We got 2 picks until our turn, by the way.
So that having him hurt doesn't help. Like, I wanted to see him, but it doesn't.
It helps him. I think it helps him. It gives him a year to just really immerse himself into the, you know, he's going to travel with the team to go to games, so he can sit there with the OC.
Correct.
With the headphones on, listen to all that stuff. So I think it'll be good. I think
by next year, it's not going to impact his career in much the same way that playing wasn't going to.
He could have played.
Yeah.
But they said, hey, for the long term, just fix it now.
Right. Instead of being the backup quarterback and running through practice all the time and perhaps re-injuring a knee that doesn't need to get hurt. Yep, just watch and learn.
We're picking him two.
Let's get a tight end. Can we get our tight end out of the way?
Oh, what do we got?
Well, if we can't.
Mark Andrews. George Kittle way down there.
I mean, he actually did really, really well last year. I think we had him too.
Yeah.
What do you got for wide receiver or running backs?
Devontae Smith, Mari Cooper, Malik Nabers, no. George Pickens, no. Tank Dell, Zay Flowers.
I mean, I don't mind one of those Tank Dell or what was the other one before that?
George Pickens.
No.
Flowers.
If you have Justin Fields or Russell Wilson throwing you the football, I don't want you on my fantasy football team. Not even close to it. No, I'd rather have Justin Fields than anybody that he's throwing balls to.
So, Tank Dell?
Who else?
Zay Flowers.
Got
Mark
any good
Andrews.
Running back? Who's the best available, really?
David Montgomery.
Do you want to get a Bears running back?
Aaron Jones.
Oh, get him. That's our guy. Get Aaron Jones. He's the only healthy running back on a team that is going to run the ball a lot.
And I think he's still good.
Me too. I think he's
good. I think this is going to be that year of you cut me, watch me.
Right. Two times this year, Aaron Jones is going to have a huge game. Right. It's going to be against the Packers. But yeah, I know. That one feels good. And on our way back, we can draft.
We got Dalton Kincaid, George Kittle, like I said.
I like Kittle. I do. I think George Kittle is going to put up, and he did last year too, for a blocking tight end. He played every game. He caught a decent amount of touchdowns. And I read somewhere for like yards per route, he was one of the highest.
He only had 6 receptions last year.
6 touchdowns.
6 reception touchdowns. He had 5 rushing yards. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I at this we were in like the fifth or sixth round, and really, like you said, this is a fun league. So I'd like to at least enjoy watching some of the players. If we could have gotten Jordan Love on our team, I would have been happy to draft him. If we could have gotten maybe a Packers wide receiver or running back somewhere on there, I would probably want that. Yeah, because this one is definitely for fun.
Okay.
Even
so you want Kittle?
Yeah.
Done.
Sweet.
Okay. So yeah, JJ McCarthy's out for the year. Sam Darnold it is.
Okay.
We just got to find him. I think another backup, because I think Nick Mullins, Jared Hall are not the answers.
You are a that has a team full of backups. That team has three backup quarterbacks on it.
I think Sam Darnold's going to do really good. Now he's going to go, okay, I'm good for the year. Unless I get injured.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. He hasn't had that level of job security in quite a while.
Well, the other problem is that he hasn't had that support system other than last year at San Francisco.
Sure.
But obviously he wasn't going to start there.
No, he didn't play a game. No, he did play one. He played that
one
at the
end. Games. But with him being in Minnesota, I think it's a great – I mean, look at the offensive weapons around him.
Great.
Now Aaron Jones, they got a great top 10 offensive line.
Sam Darnold, for anyone not aware, was a fourth overall pick.
Something like that to the Jets.
But he was drafted by the Jets. And the Jets have never – they've ruined every quarterback that they've touched. Look what happened to Aaron Rodgers. Every quarterback that they've drafted has turned into a below average and hasn't lasted their rookie deal.
Right.
And he's been traded around, but now you're talking about a 27, 28-year-old which still has a live NFL arm and
So his first spot job was Jets. Jets to Carolina Panthers, which was – that was a hot mess.
Right.
And then he went to San Fran. So there were some glimmers and some – like, and now Quince Adolfo, their GM from Minnesota – used to be at San Francisco, so he knows people in that building.
Sure.
So I think between that and just going, okay, well, he's got the talent.
Correct.
Can he do it? So I think he has.
Does he have a Geno Smith type year?
Baker Mayfield.
In him? Correct. I was gonna start veering towards.
Yeah, I think he'll be.
I mean, Baker Mayfield made the playoffs.
Right, and I think he'll have the same results this year. He won't be on the team next year.
Sure, no.
But it'll give him an opportunity. I mean, if you're playing decent,
there's going to be another 10 teams next year who are looking to upgrade their quarterback or are looking to draft their quarterback this year. So getting a Sam Darnold on your team makes sense next year. Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't think that McCarthy's numbers were going to be spectacular. I don't think Darnold's will either. But it doesn't hurt their team, luckily. When a guy like that gets hurt, it's not like an offensive lineman getting hurt for the year or a defensive test, somebody that a cornerback right. that you were looking to really step up and have a huge role. That NFC North storylines otherwise, you've got
Caleb Williams looks like the deal.
He really does.
He's poised, he's got confidence, he's got patience,
and his teammates and coaches really seem to speak of him like he's like he's supposed to be there,
right.
Like he's ready, like he's aware, like he knows how to practice correctly, he knows where to be on the field, he knows where not to throw the ball. I mean, that's going to be a really weird thing all year is watching a good quarterback play for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
That's going to be just odd. It's going to take me most of the year, I think, to accept that is happening, and I'm not rooting for the Bears, but I'm not rooting against Caleb Williams either.
North is going to be one of the better divisions this year.
Sure. So. I really, you're right.
By the way, we're picking next.
Oh, good. Who do we get?
Wide receivers, Terry McLaurin.
Who's the best available?
Amari Cooper still. Nobody wants Amari Cooper.
Because
you don't know.
I mean, I do know. I don't want him. But Terry McLaurin has a rookie quarterback throwing him the ball, too.
But that kid's talented, though.
Do we need a... I will let you pick.
Do you want a backup quarterback?
No, we still... Have we filled out our front... Have we filled out tight end?
I haven't used this before, so...
Did we draft a tight end? We did not.
No.
We should probably do that before we get our backup quarterback.
There's not many really up there.
Fair.
David Njoku.
Do you want to draft?
We got wide receivers.
Do we have both of our running backs taken care of?
I can't see it.
No, we do. We have Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
We got Aaron Jones, Najee and Derrick
Harris.
Henry. I mean, I bet Najee Harris for the Steelers actually has himself a really good year. I got a good feeling.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Najee.
And if Amari Cooper's still around the next round, we have to take him, and we'll worry about it. We'll keep punting down the road a tight end until we have to pick one at the end, which I'm fine with that strategy. There's a lot of strategy in fantasy football drafting. During the week, during the season, there's not as much strategy. You look at the waiver wire, you pick your best options, you know, you look at matchups, but the draft really is where you win your leagues. It's figuring out how many wins above replacement. Like in baseball, they have the stat war, wins above replacement. In fantasy football draft, you're really looking for which player is going to be a point or two better every single week than the guys that you could have drafted. That's really, so you're really looking at just trying to get the best player where it fits to make sure. And then in the snake draft, of course, you need to, you've got a pick coming. So, yeah, no,
So right now we got Patrick Mahomes, Amon St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, George Kittle, and then we need a kicker, defense, and two more offensive.
Well, let's do
six bench players.
Let's kicker and defense. We can wait till the end of the end. Yeah, yeah. So let's just, at this point, we could just draft the best available every single round then.
Okay, we're up.
Yeah, best available.
Murray?
Yeah. You never know. I mean, maybe Deshaun Watson finally, after 4 years of being terrible and being a bad quarterback, maybe he's finally going to have himself a real year.
I mean, he's healthy. He's been cleared. He's practicing.
And when he was healthy, he was inarguably one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL, a Pro Bowler, if not MVP candidate. Right. But again, much the same way that the Chicago Bears have ruined every quarterback. Yeah, the Cleveland Browns have had probably 45 different starting quarterbacks in the last 15 years, and none of them have been great. I think Kelly Holcomb was the only Browns quarterback. Derek Anderson won a playoff game for the Browns.
Baker.
Did he win for the Browns, win a playoff game? Okay, he won one. All right. That would make him one of the most successful quarterbacks in Cleveland Brown history at that point. Do we draft again soon, or we got another break?
13 picks till ours.
All right. Anything else football-wise? I'm really excited to watch this Packers roster. They still have the youngest roster in the league. 2 years in a row, they have the youngest roster in the league. They have their wide receiving core is now in their second and third year all together. Jordan Love in his second and third year all together. Their tight ends, same thing. Running back looks... I'm interested about the running back depth because Josh Jacobs is going to be your starter, and he's going to be he's a workhorse of a back. He's not a... He will take a lot of contact, which means he runs up... You know, he gets hurt occasionally, gets dinged up, you need a backup for 4, 5, 6 rushes a game. They drafted Marshawn Lloyd out of USC in the third round, but he got hurt with hamstring issues, and those were issues that he had his college career too. Probably kept him out of being a better college prospect than he was. And behind him, you've got not a whole lot. You know, you've got... Yeah. So really, that's going to be the only spot on their entire offense is depth, because they have depth at the offensive line. They've drafted well. They drafted a lineman in the first round this year who looks like he's going to start somewhere on the line. They've got 6 or 7 good offensive linemen that they'll be fine there. On defense, they're running a 4-3 defense, traditional defense, we'll say, for two defensive tackles, two defensive ends, 3 linebackers. Really relies on speed with the linebacker, and they've got lots of speed on defense. They've drafted first-round picks on defense, 10 years in a row. They've got tons of them. Eventually, they have to start panning out. They've drafted in the second round guys in the secondary who should be starting and playing better. So maybe once again, the Packers the new D coordinator is going to make a difference for the Packers. That's the storyline for the Packers. I think them and Detroit really are the cream of the crop. I think with the McCarthy injury, it kind of puts a cap on where the Vikings season could go.
Sure.
Like I feel like Sam Darnold isn't going to win 13 games, but he's not going to lose 13 games either. I think the Bears still lose this division, winning 6 games. I could see them 6-11.
Yeah.
Vikings at 9-8 again.
Any rookie quarterback, there's going to be some ups and downs.
Correct.
You know, so as great as Caleb Williams is looking,
mm-hmm.
yeah, maybe. I mean, seven. Maybe
well, and it's
seven.
Also relying on him to be to win games. Like their defense has to get better. Their
right.
their wide receivers have to prove themselves. You know, they have to be able to win in December in Chicago, which is not a to win home games. There's it's a different thing.
Two picks until our turn.
Yeah, no, yeah. Once one. Again, best available.
We don't need a quarterback. You don't care about a backup quarterback, do you?
I mean, kind of, sort of, because...
Dak's there. Jordan Love's there.
Ooh. I mean, right who else there. In skill positions is up there? Because if not, I'll take Jordan Love as my backup.
Rasheed Rice. Who knows if he's going to
play?
Yeah,
no, I don't want that.
Keenan Allen. Chris Godwin. You're looking at, you know...
Yeah, you're looking at that second yeah. and third wide receivers yeah. for teams that are... I don't trust Baker Mayfield. Let's get Jordan Love. Let's okay. just get ourselves a backup quarterback, because the nice thing about getting him on your team is nobody else is going to have him on your team. I don't know if him or Dak is the correct pick there, but I like Jordan Love.
I mean, stats remarkably are pretty
similar, close.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's take Jordan Love because he's a Packer, and it'll be something to watch, even though he'll never play for our
that
team.
Means,
because
that means I could pick a Viking then?
That is correct. Okay. Who do you want on your – on? Is TJ Hockenson still available?
Yeah, because he's an IR still. Jordan Addison. He's yeah. got a 3-game suspension, but
I mean, after that, he's the number 2 wide receiver on a team that I mean, like I said, Justin Jefferson was hurt last year. There's nothing to say that and at this point in your draft where you got about 6 or 7 spots left.
Yep.
Yeah, draft the guys you like. That fantasy football, it makes it fun at least to be able to watch and wonder, "Ooh, should I have started him?" Or you know, you find out, "Hey, that guy's
Jackson
really
Jackson Smith and Jigba." Out of Seattle, that wide receiver is going to be available.
Okay.
Who else is there? Christian Watson, no. Oh, somebody took.
You say Christian Watson?
Yeah.
Christian. Yeah, no. That guy's hamstrings are made out of spaghetti. I don't want him. It's been too many years too of saying, he's close. He's going to get there. Hey, we got like 4 minutes left in our.
I know. Jordan's there.
Take him. Yeah, you'll feel good about that. Yeah. And none of these guys are going to see, because the bye weeks don't happen until like week 7,
yeah.
week 8 anyway. So these guys will be back before then anyway.
We got 2 minutes left.
Anything else quickly that's happened in sports? The U.S. men's soccer team hired a coach.
Oh, yeah?
They hired a real coach.
Good.
Let me make sure I get his name correctly. Last name is Pochettino.
Okay.
He coached at Chelsea in the English Premier League, Tottenham in the English Premier League, and Paris Saint-Germain of the French League. These are 3 very high-end teams. He's a great hire. It really should make a difference. Greg Berhalter, their previous coach, was a player and then a coach, not well known or well renowned internationally. This coach is renowned internationally. Should help at least with their style of play become a little more modern, so that's cool. North Dakota's swim team got suspended for gambling once again. Yeah, an entire swim team. All
What's
of them,
up with the Iowa, North Dakota? I mean,
in the states where gambling is legal, where sports gambling is legal, surprise, surprise, college kids are getting busted for gambling. Yeah, of course. I would assume that if... Yeah, of course they are. It's too easy. It's too accessible. They've got a little bit of money. Some of them have money to burn now. So, you know, why not have some fun with some... So, yeah, you buy a burner phone, get somebody to make an account, and then you get
burner
caught.
Phone. How do you know this terminology?
I've read things on the internet.
30 seconds left.
But, yeah it's 30 seconds. Man, do we have anything... Are we going to make another round before we're done?
No.
Oh. We'll see. Nothing else happened, really, in the world of sports. Jerry Jones has been on the radio every day, sounding like a 92-year-old man owning a sports team. Hasn't done all that well. That's about all I got.
Okay.
It's been a really good show.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for WDRT for unlocking the doors and letting us do this. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.